little young boys, young people.
So somebody's actually teaching a school?
Yeah, little Smith boy, you know. You remember Stanley was down
there. Well, has he got a pupil in his school?
What? Yeah, we had 15.
15?
15, good.
Well, Miss Rooney, why don't you sing one and let me sit down?
No, let's just all sit down.
It's all right.
I wish you could come here to see her.
Well, I don't know why I did. Well, he works at the hospital.
You wanted to sing 32?
It doesn't matter.
I just thought it was kind of an easy one.
Okay. One of the things about this book that I should tell you about is that sometimes there's two songs on each page.
Yeah.
And so when that happens, you'll hear people ask, somebody will say, let's sing 32. Somebody will say, top or bottom? Because you have to know.
Some of them are
67 pages
long, too.
That's right.
And also, what's so interesting is nobody uses the titles of the songs, right?
No,
you all go by the page number. Everybody knows
what song. Some of them tell you what the title
song,
is, and then the other fellow
well,
will tell you what number it is.
Well,
usually I tell the name, then the number.
Well, all of us that's been singing these 75 and 80 years, though, you know
I ain't 75 or 80.
Yeah, but I am. You know them anyway. If you say, let's sing 50, I know the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I tell the name of the song, I know the page.
Well, if you tell the name of the song, 90% of the time, you ain't got to tell the number because everybody
right.
knows.
That's right. It automatically falls to it.
And sometimes, too, when somebody stands up, somebody, like your brother, bad to do this, Miss Glover, somebody will stand up and he'll say, I know what you're going to sing, and then he gives the number of his song.
Well,
and
that's about right, because we've sang so much, we know which one's going to lead what song when he gets up. Most every Sunday, it's the same thing.
He loves that Alabama.
Yeah, but that takes a big class.
And he loves 408, too.
Yeah.
We can man.
Mm-hmm.
We sing 32.
Okay.
John, leave that off.
So what, top or bottom? Which I still got to ask.
Let's sing the top.
Okay. Everybody else knows which one you're talking about.
Yeah, the top kind of sing by itself. The top kind of sing by itself.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah. I can sing it.
Wait a minute. I got a little song over there.
If you don't ever get it started in gear, I can go with it.
Thank you.
Ain't gonna teach you.
Let ever be. No, you got to place it right there.
We got two fathers out there, but we got one with a staff on it.
You can turn around and repeat on that.
And the last, no, I didn't. And that one is what you repeat on, what you sing through on.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next one, with no staff to it, the second one, that's what you sing the last time.
Mm-hmm. Where is Sally teaching in school at?
At the Carroll Church there in home.
Carroll Church?
Is it going to be on next week?
Yes.
When did you teach you daytime or night?
7 to 9.
7 to 9 at night.
Bad on me driving.
From 7 to 9 at night.
One song was worth the whole price.
Yeah.
Well, like he said, if he didn't stand it, he's so dedicated to it. You see, this young man is just 22, and he's so dedicated with this book. Well, it's just out of this world. He's just got all the information. He can get up there and he can run in. He can just draw everything on that board just like it ought to be, and he knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says if they don't get but two out of it, he said, Miss Room, it's worth it. It's worth the 2 weeks.
Well, they ought to have it all day Sunday with that, because they there nowhere else.
They're going to have it. We're going to have it Friday night week.
Friday night week.
Yeah.
Which page is Northfield on? You know that one?
Not by that name.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a fuguing tune that's...
150.
It ain't that name.
I know it ain't, and I can't think what the name of it is. Yeah. It's in the big book. It's Northfield.
Yeah, I can't remember the name. It's what I'm looking for is a fuguing tune. What we've just been singing up until now are what they call hymns. They're just straight four-part pieces.
Yeah.
But there are some songs in this book that are called fuguing tunes because in the middle of the song, some of the parts break apart,
that's
and
right.
You hear each
that's
part come in separately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said a while ago, we haven't got enough parts to do all of that.
That's true, because we don't have the bass.
Sing all truth.
Don't have no bass.
No, I had to sing the leading part on that. I didn't know what I was singing that one.
Okay.
I noticed they wouldn't do
it. I'm not trying to do
it. Sing 82, it'll go through.
Okay.
What y'all hunted up so far?
82.
Okay, this is a song called Bound for Cain. Another thing y'all ought to know is that most of the words in these are religious words. Once in a while you'll find a song that doesn't have religious words, but for the most part they are. And the songs come out of the old revival days in the early 19th century, the camp meeting days. And so a lot of these songs were from that time and are still being carried on in this singing tradition.
Well, just about every
the
song in this book come out of the Bible.
There's a scripture reading for every song in this book.
Yeah, I think there must be.
Well, in I got what they call the black book now. It's red. It tells you what you sing it in and the Bible, the verse in the Bible where you'll find that song.
Mm-hmm. Well, this book's taken from the Bible. There's very little in here that didn't come out of the Bible.
Thing 82.
82.
Anybody that does want to come up, please do. We'll feel more safety in numbers if if y'all come up and look
on.
Please do. It's not meant
it's not
to be
a bad will. We can look at you. You can sit out here, Colin.
That's right. Just come on up.
I wish I'd have brought some more books, but I didn't.
Yeah, I forgot to bring mine, believe it or not, too.
We got more books than have singers now.
I
would have
brought my Denson book. It's some of the same
songs
in it.
Yeah.
Well, I got three of them.
I got two or three myself.
Stateroom, can you?
3:30 on.
Iced it?
You go, you tenor singer. You can put me
to
sing.
I ain't never done none of that.
If anybody wants to know the name of a song, just speak up.
100, the Bower of Prayer. Let's get two of them verses. First two.
Well, yeah, I can't get both of them.
Repeat on the second
chord. I can't get
them.
We went down to take pictures down there?
At the church.
Right.
Lately?
No, this was a couple of few years ago.
This is
3 years ago. Yeah.
You took it on the fifth Sunday.
It had to be on the fifth Sunday.
Yeah, it had to be on the fifth Sunday. Cause
I was there. No, it was all there.
Did you see yourself in the...
Oh, I didn't see myself in there. I didn't get in the way. I see my granddaughter in there.
Did you say the little blind girl?
Yeah, that was her.
I had to be there because...
Linda Skaggs.
Uh-huh.
I had to be there because Mr. Glover was sitting back.
Yeah, Mr. Glover
back
was
in
the
yeah.
You know, he was sitting back in the back, so I had to be there, too.
Was he? Is he here?
Yeah.
We're going to pull his ears when he comes.
And he was sitting...
He's right there.
He was sitting back there. I noticed it, so he had to be at the same Sunday. But I go about twice a year. I'm down on the fifth Sunday. But this time we're going to be...
That don't matter where I'm from. I'm going to be from here at the bottom.
Hope to go. Friday week.
After we sing this, I want to go around and have a couple of you singers just tell us how how you learn to sing, okay? After we sing 119.
Don't sing what?
Oh, he won 119.
What is 119?
That one's my home.
Now, don't you say you ain't been keeping up with it.
I know mine is. Everybody ready?
Yep.
La 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 la. Come on, my dear brethren, and help me to sing. I'm going to Jesus for heaven's great King. He died to victim for the sins of the world. His banner is flying, his hammer of earth. Heaven, my home, heaven, my home. I'm going to Jesus for heaven, my home.
Well, that worse than Judah was in his crown.
Let's sing 345 at the top.
Let's sing 345
at the top.
It's easy.
For any of you that know something about music, you probably are hearing that the scale that's used in this music isn't quite the same as a lot of times the scale that you hear in regular church choir music. It's a scale that emphasizes open fourths and open fifths. You hear bum bum and bum bum a lot, whereas in regular church choir music you'll hear triads, which are bum bum bum. It just gives it a different sound. It's the character of this music. Anyway,
last night Stanley would sing sing one, and then he'd say 1 2 3 4 all along, you know, but he never did get messed up a time on it, not seeing the words, and he'd sing the numbers.
We're singing 345 top or bottom?
Top.
See, y'all know, but I don't know.
That was just easy.
I might start off on the wrong song, and then you'd be real sorry.
You'd know the difference, Dark, when you got to
know.
Would you like to tell folks how you got started singing?
Well, it's been a long time, Darsh.
She walked to the same.
Stopping along and carried her on their lap.
Well,
that's the only way you used to have to go anywhere.
Well, I'd walk about 2 and 3 miles. Yeah. I think the furthest we ever did have to walk was about 4 miles. But then, of course, we had to go on mule and wagon, and my mother died when I was 10 years old. But we never did go too much because she was real sick. But then my stepmother, she'd take an old trunk or with a round top. You've seen it, you know what I'm talking about.
I got one of them.
And we'd put all the food down in this trunk down here. In the top of that, what'd they call them?
The tray.
In the top of that, we'd have egg custards stacked up with straws between them to keep them from melt to get together. And I was young. I sang though when I was 5 years old, but right there at my home church. My daddy was a singer, but he couldn't read his name.
Better hurry up and say something.
He didn't know his name if he's to see it wrote down in the back of the book, but he knew all his words. And he knew every song, and he never made a mistake. Not because it's him, but you never did get him. You couldn't see it. And we was taught to go, you know. And of course, when I got a little aged and had to court a little bit, he'd come to the door and tell me to come in. We was going to start singing at what we call recess. So therefore, it just grew on me. But I don't know what I'd have done if it hadn't been for it.
What about you, Mr. Barfield?
I wouldn't swap it for nothing else on
well,
this
Well, I wouldn't swap it for nothing. We just got back from Birmingham for 3 days in June. We're going to Mississippi the second week in August. We get a bus and go to Orlando once a year. We're going to Atlanta Saturday week, Sunday week. Mm-hmm. So where could I have been? I went to my home church where I could walk right there. If I hadn't sang, I'd been... I just wonder what people does on Sunday after they get through church. Don't get me wrong now, I believe going to church.
Mm-hmm. One goes to the beach.
Well, it's like I heard
some of them goes fishing.
Like I heard a preacher say here a while back from home, I went to revival, Baptist preacher. He said, somebody asked him, said, how's your church going? He says, up and down. Part of them up at the backwater and the other down at the beach. So that's about right. We got backwater up in New Fall, Alabama. They call it the backwater. So he said it was up and down.
What about you, Mr. Barfield? When did you learn?
All I ever heard, all I ever knowed. But my singing, I learned sitting beside if somebody could sing. And I listened. And I learned what it was by listening. I treat and I can't keep music, no. If a fella gets it right, I can sing it. If he don't, I can't read it, you see. I don't know where it's
made. Tommy's going to learn how to key.
Yeah, we will.
Tommy.
Okay. We need somebody to learn it.
Stanley's going to teach him how to key.
Well, that grandson of mine, he needs to put him to it. Now, he can key.
Well, if he'd come, but he's...
Yeah, well, he's got on a job. Now he has to work when they say work.
Yeah.
On that police force.
Does everybody know what keying means? You probably better stop. Mr. Barfield, why don't you turn around and tell those folks what keying music is all about.
Keying music is a fellow that knows how to read it, and he pronounces the chord, whatever line it's on, A or B or C or the whatever figure it is. They know both. 1 to 8, and as far as the letters, I don't know how far that thing goes. And the fellow that, he left me a while ago, before I asked who's going to heist it, you know, call it tune heister. That's what I call it.
Well, this one just sang, you see, hits one flat, and then it's 204. Well, that's two beats to the measure, you see. Mm-hmm.
What they're talking about is somebody who can set the pitch for everybody else to follow.
And the proper tone it's supposed to be sang in.
They get it mixed up. A good pitcher, a good man, a man that knows what he's doing, a young fellow that's teaching singing school at home now knows what he's doing. But a lot of times they don't hit it just right. They
get it won't work.
Is still not
yeah, they get it too high or they get it too low.
He just hadn't got a good voice first.
Yeah, but I mean any of them.
He's trying,
Mr. Riley or
he'll
Mr.
learn.
Mr. Riley or Mr. Irvin Sewell, either one makes a mistake once.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We all do that. We're as long as we breathe.
And the biggest mistake you make is when you don't try at all.
Well, there ain't never been but one man that didn't make a mistake.
Well, you weren't there with him, though.
It's usually the men that do the keying,
right.
Or always because
right.
of certain voice powers.
Right.
Well, I was going to ask: is it always a, you know, is it either always a tenor, or is it always a bass? I mean, does it have to be?
No, it's just the man that.
It's
can
where
it's
placed
it.
On the staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just the man that can do it
first. It's first sound mm-hmm. when he pronounces
and,
the chord.
And so, and women don't usually.
Yeah, once in a while we had a lady that passed away about 2 years ago that she could pretty good, mm-hmm. but her voice was.
Miss Brooks.
Yeah.
Miss Woods, you know, down at
she came.
She keep me.
Vero Beach, I saw
yeah.
a picture of her. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, we haven't even gotten into talking about how these people keep the tradition going. One way is through singing school, which is what Miss Glover was just talking about. But probably the way that most people know is through annual sings and annual conventions
right.
that people go to, and they kind of learn the music over years and years by just going back and back and back and hearing the
and
song.
Look forward to it, you know. Uh-huh. We plan every week. I plan from Monday till Saturday where I'm going Sunday.
Yeah.
But mostly in July we had five a week before last and one day in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Five. With the Sundays included. Saturday.
Church Cluster Spring.
Saturday.
Well, let's sing another one.
Oh,
I know I'm a barfing.
Do you want to sing Amazing Grace? Do you see? Do you think people could? Because that's one that everybody.
45.
Then I've got to go.
All of them can sing that now.
Okay. Everybody back here.
Yeah, I'm going home. Keep you from going with Joe.
All of you come on up here, and I go, all of you say, yeah. Amazing Grace.
Come on, Connie. Do you remember? You don't remember?
Not at that particular stage, I know.
Well, they call it the Satsuma Day or something. I never will forget.
Well, the older was a Satsuma Festival.
Well, we
and
come.
That was in the early 1930s, or maybe the first one was along in 1929.
Is that right?
Well, I was here. 1928 and 29.
I was here when they had one over the courthouse.
Well, they used to have one at the Lions. You were at Lions School,
yes,
it?
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. Indeed.
And
I
can sing every once a year.
Them, I never attended them, but now I remember I was in, I must have been in high school, junior high.
Well, it was way years ago. I didn't know.
I was in junior high along for the Satsuma Festival day.
Well, we came one day and sang all day over there at the courthouse.
Do y'all go down, do you go to the Primitive Baptist Church in Alpha?
I have been years ago and out there. I went years ago to that one, but
I've been there still.
I haven't had one late there. Not
I
had
a meeting one time.
But
is that a place called Red Oak?
No,
Alpha.
They're in Alpha.
Oh, yeah.
I know right.
$5 million
Long years ago. Yeah, this
I'm
30 years ago.
And then
You know, before we break up, let's just have each of the singers that have come today say who they are and where they've been from, so everybody will know who they are. Why don't you start, Miss Hill?
I'm Ludell Hill from Graceville, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Miss Rooney Glover from Ozark, Alabama.
I'm Abner Hill from Donaldsonville, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. I'm Joe Joyner from Donaldsonville.
Mm-hmm. I'm John T. Barfield from Ponchatoulin, Florida.
I'm John Barfield from Naples, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted y'all to know, just the people that are here that aren't singing, is how far away people come from who still all know this kind of singing and who feel.
How do you happen to be here from neighbors?
Well, I just happened to be up here.
He come up to see his dad.
This is his father.
All right, now.
He's the one that told me about it. Yeah.
Well, it ain't no trouble for us to get up on Sunday morning and drive 100 miles to
St. Louis.
Well,
I don't look here for a
we
Sunday
don't think anything
time.
About driving 100 miles on Sunday morning.
Please. Drive
all
night, but you know,
always
Sunday
it's 85
to
100.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I have enjoyed it.
It'd have been easier for me to be introduced today, but I was glad I did.
And it's always, with Jenna, I always care lunch. Wherever we go.
I was down at Winter Garden, Florida, yeah, about 2 or 3 years ago.
I wanted to tell you all before you leave that
and,
for people that did come, we had some donuts.
Folks there that was 2,000 miles from home and went to that.
Well, I think
they
did
hit it.
That's right.
So they saved their vacation.
So why don't we see whether they had that ready or not, and
they had 2 weeks.
We'll get on to the dinner on the ground.
Oh, that's
thank you all for coming.
I've been long hearing you say that.
Chicken dumplings, Darcy, we'll get some chicken dumplings.
I didn't make an excuse.